Now on sale in 10 countries, hundreds of people lined up at stores around the world, some camping overnight to be among the first to own a third-generation iPad. And amid the hype that's become typical of Apple's product launches, those with the stamina and patience to be first were treated like rock stars. With prices starting at about $500, Apple's newest tablet computer sports a faster processor, sharper graphics, and an improved camera. Experts say it's not a big departure from the original, but Hong Kong professor Gino Yu says it represents the future.
I think it'll be very popular for a large part of the population. It's kind of replaced their normal laptop computers, and it's really a media consumption device.
But not everyone is enamored by Apple's latest offering. In Washington and New York, protesters voiced concerns for the workers who assemble Apple's products.
We in the U.S. buy products without thinking about the workers that make them. And for just a few dollars more, Apple could be much more responsible to their workers in China.
The Fair Labor Association has been investigating the working conditions at Apple's assembly plants in China, following reports of plant explosions, poor pay, and worker suicides. Apple manufacturer Foxconn says it's boosting wages as much as 25%. But workers there claim management also increased fees for dormitory rooms and food. Protesters have gathered more than 250,000 signatures, encouraging Apple to take action.
Apple says they think different. We want them to think ethical. They're a market leader, and if they took a step to have an internal worker protection strategy, it would really push the rest of the market to be part of that. And that's what we want them to do. We want them to be the leader that they say they are.
But most consumers remain oblivious. Early buyers told reporters the wait for the new iPad was worthwhile, and most couldn't wait to take them home. Apple currently dominates the tablet personal computer market, selling more than 55 million units since 2010. Some analysts predict Apple could sell as many as 60 million of the new iPads this year. Millar Sega, VOA News.